Three times in Joshua 14, it is said of Caleb that he wholly followed the Lord. Eleanor Herr Boyd tells the following story in her book, The Gospel in Leviticus. A missionary in India was hurrying along the street one day by the Ganges River when he saw a native woman standing looking at the water. In her arms was a sickly, whining infant, while at her side stood a beautiful, strong, healthy boy. The mother looked from one to the other, and then at the river. The missionary stopped beside her and engaged her in conversation, finding that she was in deep distress, and trying to make up her mind to give an offering to her God, the Ganges River. The missionary, knowing what this meant, tried to dissuade her, telling her of the love of Jesus and trying to point her to the one who had made the supreme sacrifice for her. But she only shook her head. After a time, the missionary had to leave her to go to other duties. And when through, he hastened back to that same spot, hoping to find the woman and again tell her of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and his willingness to save her. Soon he saw her, off in the distance, with the sickly child in her arms. But the beautiful boy at her side was gone, and he knew what had happened. To appease her God, she had thrown him to the crocodiles in the turbulent river. She was sitting, rocking herself to and fro, the tears streaming down her face, and moaning as she wept. "Oh, why did you do it?" the missionary wailed. "Why did you do it?" She said, "I made an offering to my God," she replied, "and maybe he will hear me." The missionary, "But why?" he said. "If you had to do it, did you give your beautiful boy? Why did you not give him this sickly little one?" The woman rose to her feet, drew herself erect, and proudly made the reply, "We give our gods the best." Friend of mine, how different it is with many who claim to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Many who say they're Christians. Many who claim to know Jesus Christ as Savior give him so little. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by the work of Calvary's cross. We are saved by the redemptive work of the one who did shed his blood at Calvary, our Lord Jesus. And it's his work that saves us. It's his work that gives us eternal life. It's his work that makes us complete in Christ. And yet, we respond by giving him so little in return. The scripture tells us, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." True enough, saved by grace through faith. But what are we saved for? We know what we're saved from. We're saved from hell, the wrath of God. We know what we're saved to the eternal presence of our Lord Jesus. But to what are we saved? Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes, we are saved to live for his praise and glory. We are saved to worship him. We read in the book of Isaiah, we are created for his glory. And yet, we who are saved by the grace of God and cleansed by that precious blood, we give our God so little, just the leftovers, the dregs. How shameful. Especially in view of what he did for us. He gave his best, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Friend of mine, will you trust him today? If you've trusted him, will you live for him? Give him your best. He deserves it. May he bless you to do so this day.